Masechet Shabbat in memory of Marcel and Jack Shasho. Ruach Adonai Tanichim Began Eden. Amen.
Daf Kuf Lamed Bet. Today's daf has been sponsored again by Catch Judaica on Kings Highway and East 7th, the former Sisu. Today's daf is being studied by Alun Nishmat Hacham Baruch Rafael Ben Miriam and Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanichem Began Eden. Amen. We begin on Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Sheni, two lines from the bottom. And the Gemara says, Mila V'chol Makshireha Dohin Et HaShabbat Devre Rabbi Eliezer. According to the Bini Ezer, not only does the Brit Milah override Shabbat, but also the preparations for the Brit Milah also override Shabbat. The example we gave in the Mishnah was the knife that is used for the Brit Milah can be carried on Shabbat, that's called the Makshir Milah, according to the Bini Ezer. So the Gemara asks, Mina lel Rabbi Eliezer ha. How does Rabbi Eliezer know this? What is his source? So the Gemara says, Imekulehu gamar. If he's going to learn it from all of the above, which means on a previous daf we learned that other mitzvot also makshirim adohe the Shabbat. So we say maybe we'll learn the milah from all the others that we learned already. For example, shofar, we learned sukkah, we learned lulav. So therefore, maybe milah can be learned out from those. So the Gemara says, imikulehu gamar kede amrinan. The Gemara says, well, we said already why you can't learn from any of those, because each one of those has a specific property to it that is not found by Brit Milah. Each one has its own stringency. And therefore, since each one has its own stringency, you can't learn Milah from them. Because I could say, only there the Torah says that the Makshirim Aduhai Shabbat, because they're special, but maybe not by Milah. They're odd, and furthermore, Ma Lehanach. All those sheken imavar zemana batla, which means all those cases over there have an additional stringency, that if their time passes, the mitzvah is nullified. Which means, for example, lulav has a specific date, sukkah has a specific date to it, the shofar has a specific date to it, so even the shteh alechem, which was another example, has a specific date to it, the korban haomer has a specific date to it. So therefore I could say only in those cases maybe the makshirim aduhe shabbat, because if you don't do it in the proper time, you miss the mitzvah. If you don't do it on the 8th day, you could still do it on the 9th day and the day after. So therefore, I can't learn the leniency of Brit Milah that the Makshirim Aduhe Shabbat from all the others. Number one, because each one has their own stringencies like we mentioned. Number two, they all have something in common in that if you don't perform the mitzvah on that day, the mitzvah is nullified. The mitzvah is over. Where you have more time to fulfill it. If you don't do it, fill it on the 8th, you can fill it on the subsequent days. So therefore, the Gemara's question is, where do we know it from? Ela hainu ta'amad Rabbi Eliezer. This is the reason for Rabbi Eliezer, the amad kira. Because we have a pasuk that says, ובייום השמיני ימול בשר עולתו ואפילו בשבת. So he learns it from a pasuk. The pasuk says that on the 8th day you'll circumcise the flesh. So he learns 8th day even being Shabbat. Now, Rashi tells us on the second line, Umila gufa didach ya Shabbat, amrina nekaman hadacha le Moshe mesinai. So we have two things here. The mila itself, meaning the actual circumcision, how do I know it's Doche Shabbat? That, we're going to say, is a halakha on the Moshe Mesinai. That's already a tradition from Sinai. So what is this pasuk coming to tell me? When it says, Ubayom HaShemini Yimol, it must be coming to tell me, Makshire Mila. So those are the two sources according to the Bili Ha'ezer. Mila itself is halakha on the Moshe Mesinai. How do you know the preparatory preparations for the Mila also override Shabbat? Ubayom HaShemini Yimol, even on Shabbat. So those are the two sources for the Bili Ha'ezer. So the Gemara says, "Velichtov Rachmana b'Mila." Let the Torah now just write the rule of Makshirin Dohim by Mila. Velitu Hanach v'Ligmor Mine, and learn all the other mitzvot from Mila. Which is now we're going the other way. Just say Mila. And all the other ones that we learned on the previous daf, you could learn it from Mila. And I'll say, just like Mila, the Makshirim Aduche Shabbat, so too all the other mitzvot that we mentioned, their preparatory melachot should be override Shabbat. Kibbutz says, no, Mishum Deika Lemifrach. Because you could break that logic also. Why? Ma Lemila Sheken Nichritu Aleha Beritot. Mila is also stringent in its own right. Because if you look in the parasha, when God gave the Berit Mila to Avraham Abinu, it says the word Berit 13 times. Berit is a covenant. And therefore God, so to speak, made 13 different covenants on the Berit Mila. So therefore there's a certain strictness that Berit Mila has. And therefore, I cannot learn the other mitzvot from Brit Milah, because Brit Milah also has a strictness to it. So therefore, in conclusion, each mitzvah has its own source, how you know that the Makshirim are Dohe Shabbat. Comes the Gemara and says, Ad kan lo pedigi rabbanan ale ela b'makshire mila. Aval mila gufa devrei hakol dohe Shabbat. The rabbis argued on the Bili Ha'ezer only regarding makshirim. The Bili Ha'ezer says makshire mila dohe Shabbat, whereas the rabbis said no. And the preparations of the mila that could have been done from before Shabbat are not dohe Shabbat. That's the machlok between the Bili Ha'ezer and Hakamim. However, everybody agrees that the Mila itself is Doche Shabbat. So the Gemara says, Minalan. How do we know that? How do you know that the Mila itself is Doche Shabbat? Amar Ula. Ula says, Halakha. Halakha meaning Halakha Moshe Mesinai. No Pesukim. It's a tradition from Sinai. V'chein Amar B'Yitzhak Halakha. Again, Rabbi Yitzhak also concurs. The Gemara now poses a question from a Braita. Minayin the pikuach nefesh shedoche et haShabbat. How do we know that something that is life-threatening, it is permissible to override Shabbat in the case of threatening of life? Somebody's in danger, for example. It's permissible to do a melacha on Shabbat. How do we know that? That pikuach nefesh overrides Shabbat. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah taught. Ma mila shehi achat mevarav shel adam. And what? Brit mila, that is only one limb on the person's body. Dohet haShabbat. And still, mila overrides Shabbat. Kal vachomer. The pikuach nefesh dohet haShabbat. All the more so to save a person's whole body so he could do many mitzvot. All the more so, we should mehalel Shabbat. If we mehalel Shabbat for one mitzvah on one limb of a person's body, All the more so we should me'alel Shabbat to save the entire body in order for him to do many mitzvot. So therefore the Gemara learns pikuach nefesh duches Shabbat from a kal vachomer from brit milah. So the Gemara says v'i salka da'atak halacha, and if you're telling me the source of brit milah duches Shabbat is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, kal vachomer mehalacha mi ateh, can you make a kal vachomer from a halacha Moshe m'sinai? The Gemara is going to tell us you can't. And therefore, how could you tell me that Brit Milah is a halakha l'Moshe m'Sinai if we see we're making kal vachomers from Brit Milah? For example, we made a kal vachomer to learn pikuach nefesh. You don't make kal vachomers from something that's a halakha l'Moshe m'Sinai. It's almost as if that's the deen, that's why it is, you can't learn anything from it. And how do we know that you can't learn a kal vachomer from a halakha l'Moshe m'Sinai? V'hatanya, because we learned in a Braita. The Braita is discussing over here the law of a Nazir. One of the laws of the Nazir is that he is not allowed to mitameh himself. And if he contaminates himself, so then the Torah says he has to shave his hair, and then he starts all over again. So the question in the Gemara here is, what constitutes Tum'ah for a Nazir? Now, what has to happen to the Nazir in order to make him Tameh? So Rashi tells us, an introduction to this piece, on the fifth line in Rashi, Shehaya Rabbi Akiva Dan Kal Vachomer. Rabbi Akiva made a Kal Vachomer and he said, Minayin L'Rivi'i Dam Hamit. How do we know that if a Rivi'it of blood of a dead person, Shanazir Megaleach Al Ahola, if let's say the Nazir was in the same tent, under the same roof as the Rivi'it of blood from a human being, how do we know that Rabbi Akiva says he'll become Tameh and therefore will have to shave himself and start over again? So he said Kal Vachomer. He made a Kal Vachomer, as she tells it to us. Ma etzem kisora. You have a law of a bone of a person, of a dead body. What's the law of a bone? The law is the shi'ud is an etzem, a bone kis'ora, the size of a barley. Now what's the din of a bone the size of a barley? She'eno metame be'ohed. It does not have the ability to cause roof tum'ah, meaning if you have the etzem kis'ora under a roof, it does not make tum'ah. However, Nazir Megaleach al Maga'o Masa'o, but if the Nazir touches it, he will become Tameh. Revi'id Dam Shemitame'ah Be'ohel. A Revi'id Dam which is more strict, that even has Tum'ah in an Ohel. Dichtiv al kol nefesh met lo yavo enudin she Nazir Megaleach aleha. All the more so, the Nazir will become Tameh regarding if he moves, let's say, or he touches the vi'it dam. That was Rabbi Akiva's kal vachomer. How do you know if a Nazir touches the vi'it dam, how do you know that he's going to become tameh? She says, I make a kal vachomer. If etzem kisora is not metameh be'ohel, and if the Nazir touches it, he becomes tameh. Kal vachomer the vi'it dam that does have tum'at ohel, all the more so the Nazir should become tameh on that account. So that was Rabbi Akiva's kal vachomer. Now we start back to the Gemara. Amar lo Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar told him, Akiva, etzem kisora mitameh alacha, which means this law that an etzim, that a bone, can be mitameh the size of a barley. How do we know that? Halakha l'Moshe m'Sinai. Urbi'i dam kal vachomer. And you want to learn that if you eat of dam from a kal vachomer, ve'en danin kal vachomer mehalakha. Again, you can't learn a kal vachomer from halakha l'Moshe m'Sinai. So again, it makes a lot of sense what you're saying, Rabbi Akiva. The only problem is the etzem kisura din is halakha m'Sinai. Once it's halakha m'Sinai, you cannot derive other dinim from it. So the Gemara is saying the same thing. If you're telling me the source of Brit Milah is a halakha l'mashem Sinai, how then did the Brit that derived the law of Pikuach Nefesh Duchai Shabbat from Brit Milah? Again, Brit Milah is halakha l'mashem Sinai. You can't derive a kal vachomer from a halakha. Ela marabi elazar. So we give a new answer. That's not the source. The Gemara says, what's the source? Atya ot ot. We have a gezerah shavah. We found the word ot, which literally means a sign. That's written by Brit Milah. And we found the word ot written by Shabbat. So I'll tell you, what's the connecting factor of the fact that it says ot ot? To teach us that what? Milah overrides Shabbat. By Shabbat it says ki oti, and by Milah it says vehaya le'ot berit. So I'll say, just like by Shabbat, it's talking about Shabbat obviously, the ot, so to Milah is also referring to Shabbat, and therefore overrides. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's the Gezerah Shabbat, ela me'ata. According to that logic, tefillin dichtiv behem ot. It says the word ot also by tefillin lidhe Shabbat. Are you going to tell me now, hey, you can write tefillin on Shabbat, or you can construct the boxes of the tefillin on Shabbat? We know you can't do that. So therefore, your ot gezerah shavah is not precise, because if that's the case, it says ot by tefillin. And therefore we should be the Shabbat on the count of tefillin. So we're back to the drawing board. Ela atya berit berit. So the Gemara says we have another Gezerah Shavah. It says by Shabbat the word berit. Okay? And it says by Milah also the word berit. So therefore I can make a Gezerah Shavah. Berit, berit, from Milah to Shabbat. So the Gemara says, Gadol, dichtiv beberit, lidhe Shabbat. Which means, if you look in the Torah, when the Torah talks about a Milah of a Gadol, meaning that's somebody that they did not give him the Milah in the proper time, obviously he's a Gadol, it's way past the eighth day, and the Torah says in that parasha of a milah of a gadol the word brit. So if you're telling me it's the brit gezerah shavah, so it should apply even to a milah outside of its time. Even a milah after the eighth day should override Shabbat. Now we know that that is not true. So we're back to the drawing board. How do you know? So the Gemara says, Ela atya dorot dorot. Another Gezerah Shavah. By Shabbat it says the word Nedorotam Berit Olam. And by a Milah it says Uben Shemonat Yamim Yimol Lachem Kozacha Ledorotechem. So we have a connection between the word Dorot, Dorot. Generations, generations. So I'll say, just like it's written by Milah that word, and by Shabbat that word, I can learn that Milah overrides Shabbat. Gemara says, oh, Sisit. Dichtiv bedorot lidhe Shabbat. The mitzvah of sisit, it also says the word dorot. So therefore, you're going to tell me that you're allowed to make sisiyot on Shabbat, which means knot them and make them on Shabbat? So therefore, and we know that's not so. So therefore, we're back to the drawing board again. So we tried three shots here. We tried with the word ot. We tried with the word berit. We tried with the word dorot. Each one was rejected on a different account. So the Gemara says, Ela amar of Nachman bar Yitzhak, danin, ot berit vedorot, meot berit vedorot. We make the Gezerah Shavah only on the items that have all three words. And there's only two mitzvot that have all three words. Milah has ot, berit, and dorot. And Shabbat has ot, berit, and dorot. So therefore that knocks out all the other ones, la'apuke hanach, to the exclusion of all the other ones, the had hu dichtiv bayin, that only has one by them. So therefore, in this, according to this answer, which is a conclusive answer, the source of Brit Milah Duhe Shabbat is from a Gezerah Shava of three words, Ot Berit Dorot, that are written by Shabbat as well as Milah. Comes the Gemara and says, yet another answer. Gemara says, V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, Amar Kira, the Pasuk says, Bayom. What does it mean, Bayom? It says in the Pasuk, Ubayom Hashemini, Yimol Besar Olato. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Bayom Afilu Beshabbat. He learns that the word Yom is extra, so he says that that's coming to tell you even Shabbat. Why? Because the Pasuk could have said, Beshemini Yimol. Why does it have to say Bayom Hashemini Yimol? So from the extra word Yom, he comes along and says even Shabbat. Now the Shi tells us over here in Dibura Matchil Bayom Afilu BeShabbat Medelo Keti BeShemini Yimol Ul Rabbi Eliezer Dafke De Machshirin. Ah, now Rabbi Eliezer used that pasuk already Ubayom Hashemini Yimol to teach us that Machshire Mila. How does it be the Ezer no Mila itself? So that she tells us that comes from Hadacha le Moshe Mesinai. So let's review again. According to the Bili Ezer, the source of Brit Mila, Hadacha le Moshe Mesinai. The source of Makshire Mila, Ubayom Hashemini Yimol. Now, that being said, once you tell me that Mila itself is learned from Halacha Moshe Mishina, you can't make a Kal Vachomer to learn Pikuach Nefesh from it. Rabbi Eliezer will say, we learned Pikuach Nefesh from a different Pasuk. That's not the source of Pikuach Nefesh, because again, he says it's Halacha. However, there's another option how to learn the source of Mila. Rabbi Yochanan tells us the source of Mila will be where Ubayom Hashemini Yimol Besar Olato. That's how you know what? That Mila itself is Duhe even Shabbat. Now once you say that the source of Mila is a Pasuk, so then you can make a Kal Vachomer to learn Pikuach Nefesh, that it's Duhe Shabbat as well. So we have a Machloket so far, three opinions so far. Either it's a Halakha L'Moshe M'Sinai, either it's the Gezerah Shabbat, Od Berit Dorot, or as Rabbi Yochanan said, it's from the word Ubayom Hashemini to teach us even Shabbat. Those are three sources for Milah Duhe Shabbat. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar le Rish Lakish le Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish now challenges the Rabbi Yochanan's source. Ela me'ata, according to what you're saying, Mehusre kapara, a person that is lacking kapara, meaning somebody that needs to bring a korban. Who is that referring to? That she says anybody that became tameh, and after the process must bring a sacrifice, for example, azav, azava, a yoledet, a lady that just gave birth, a mitzorah, a leper, all these people, after their purification process, must bring a korban. And it says, Ubayom Hashemini by them. It says, on the eighth day of their process, they will bring a korban. So the Sheki says, Rabbi Yochanan, you learn, whenever it says Ubayom, it comes to tell me, even on Shabbat, are you going to say that these individuals are going to be able to bring their private korbanot even on Shabbat? We know in the Beit HaMikdash you only bring public korbanot on Shabbat. For example, the korban olah, the korban musaf, the korban of Shabbat itself. However, private korbanot you really do not bring on Shabbat. But based on your logic, Rabbi Yochanan, It says the word Bayom by these people. So you're going to tell me it's Duhay Shabbat? So let's read that question inside. Amale Rish Lakish Rabbi Yohanan Ela Me'ata Mechusle Kapara Dichti Behu Bayom Acha Achen Ameh Duhay Shabbat. Are you going to tell me that these items override Shabbat? So Gemara says no. Ahu Mev'ele Bayom Velo Balayla. That Bayom already I use for something else. I learned that Bayom over there by the case of the Zav and the Zavan, the cases of the Temeim, it teaches me that they can only bring the Korban in the day and not at night. So therefore that Bayom already is used. You can't learn that Bayom to teach me even Shabbat, because that Bayom he uses for Bayom Velo Balayla. So the Gemara says, Aina Mem Vaile Bayom Velo Balayla. So say the same thing by Brit Milah. When it says Bayom Hashemini, how could you tell me Duhay Shabbat? Maybe Bayom is coming to tell me that you can only do the Milah in the day and not at night. So the Gemara says, no. Ahu Mibin Shimonat Yamim Nafka. And we have another pasuk to teach us that Milah is only in the day, because it says somewhere else, Mibin Shimonat Yamim. So from the word Yamim we learn, Milah can only be done in the day. So the Gemara says, oh yeah? Hayname Mibiyom Savoto Nafka. If that's the case, we have another pasuk by the Zav and the Zava and all the Temeim that clearly tells us, Biyom Savoto. Yom teaches us what? That they have to bring the Korban in the day. So therefore, if Bayom Savoto is teaching you bring it in the day, so then the other Bayom must be telling you can even do it on Shabbat. So we're back. So Gemara says, Hafalgav denavka mibiyom Savoto. So you're right. Even though we learn that you can only bring the Korban in the day from the pasuk Bayom Savoto, it's tericha. You still need the other Bayom. So you need two Bayoms by the Korbanot. Why? Sal kadatach amina. Because I would have thought, ho'il v'has rachamana ale la'atuye bedalut. So I would have said, since the Torah is merciful on these Teme'im, that gives them an allowance to bring the Korban if they're impoverished, meaning, the Torah tells us that if the Mitzorah, for example, doesn't have the money to pay for a full-fledged Korban, he's able to bring birds, either Bnei Yonah, or a tor, which is a dove, or a turtle dove, which means, I would say like this, since I see the Torah is lenient when it comes to these Korbanot, that it gives a provision for a poor person that he can also bring a korban that he can afford, so I would have said balayla namiliti. I would say just like the Torah is lenient for a poor person to bring the korban, maybe the Torah also makes a dispensation to bring the korban at night, which means we see by these cases it does not follow the regular law of korban. The normal law of korban is you have to bring whatever it is. If a guy can't afford the korban, that's it, he can't bring it. Here, however, we see the Torah went against its general rule. It allows these Teme'im to bring a Korban. If they cannot afford the regular standard Korban, they can bring a less of a Korban. So I would have said, just like we're lenient to bring less of a Korban, so too will be lenient to bring it at night, which is also an exception. But already, once you see exceptions made in the Perasha, I'll make another exception. So that's why it says Kamash Malan. That's why we need another Pasuk Bayom to tell me no. The only exception we made was for poor people. But other than that, you only bring the Korban in the day. So let's review just where we're holding up until this point. The source of Milah Bayom Hashemini. So the Gemara asks, oh, it says Bayom? Well, it says Bayom by the Korbanot of the Temeim. You can tell me it's you can hold Shabbat for that? So he says, no, no, no. Over there, that Bayom is coming to tell me Bayom Velo Balayla. No, you have one already, Bayom Velo Balayla. Bayom Savot. You need two to teach me Bayom Velo Balayla. Why? Because I would have thought that since these korbanot are exceptional in the sense they have leniencies, that even, let's say, the poor people can bring their korbanot at a lesser price, for example, the doves. So I would have thought you can even bring it at night. Kamashmalan, no, you can only bring it in the day. So therefore you have no proof that you can override Shabbat for these korbanot. Matkif la Ravina. So Ravina comes along and asks a question. Ela me'ata, according to what you're saying, according to your logic, yehe zar kasher bahen, v'yehe onen kasher bahen. Which means, we know that a korban must be brought by a kohen. Now, that's the general rule of korbanot. However, once already we see, in this case of the Timi'in, that we made a leniency for poor people. So maybe already, once you open the doors for leniencies, maybe I'll tell you over here that even a non-Kohen can bring these korbanot. Maybe it's even kosher by a zar. Maybe the Kohen doesn't have to bring these korbanot. Maybe they could even be brought by a stranger. That means a Yisrael. Or for that matter, maybe an onen can bring the korban. We know an onen is somebody that one of his relatives passed away. Before the actual burial, from the time of death till the burial, he has a status of a onen. And the Torah tells us that only really a Kohen Gadol is allowed to serve while he's an onen. Everybody else, all the other Kohanim, they do not serve while they're onen. But already, maybe I'll tell you this is an exception. Maybe when it comes to these Timi'im, the Zav, the Zavah, the Mitzorah, the Yoledid, once already you're telling me that what? That the Aniim have dispensation to bring a cheaper Korban. So maybe I'll tell you, hey, open up. Maybe you can also bring it if you're a Zad, if you're a stranger, not a non-Kohen. Or maybe even it can be brought with a non-en. Which is, once already you're showing me one leniency, maybe that's just to open up to tell you it's an exception for all leniencies. So the Gemara says, no. Ha-ahadere-kera. The Pasuk, by repeating again, Biyom Savot, Biyom, again it says the Biyom again, it comes to limit only that leniency that was written. Which means, if you didn't have another Pasuk of Biyom, I would have said, just like we were lenient on Aniyim, you can be lenient on everything. It's an exceptional case, these korbanot, and you can be lenient on these cases more than any other case. From the fact that it says the Biyom again, so that already tells us only what we said. It's only different than other korbanot, the Gaber and Ani. Now, how does this work exactly? So the Tosafot introduces us to one of the 13 ways that we doresh the Torah. And once we learn that principle, we'll see exactly how it applies by the case of these korbanot. Let's read Tosafot. Ha-ahadere kera. V'havele davar shiyatza min ha-kelal lidon bedavar hadash, which means we had an item that was yotze min ha-klal. It was an exception. Lidon bedavar hadash, to teach us a new principle. Meaning, when the Torah went out of its way to tell us that a poor person can bring a cheaper korban, that's davar hadash. That the Torah is telling you, because by all other korbanot, there is no such dispensation. Mm-hmm. Torah went out of its way to tell us what's called davar hadash, latuye bedalut, shiata yachol lahaziro lichlalo, which means, once already you show me that this is an exception, so then already the door is open to say it's an exception for everything. Meaning, you can bring it at night, you can bring it if you're a zar, you could bring it if you're a onen, which means once already you showed me one exception, which is now this dalut, this hidush of a poor person took it out of the general rule of all korbanot. Once you're out of the general rule, you can say anything. Now it breaks all rules. Yeah, balut, maybe I can bring it at night. Maybe I can say, Azar can bring it. Maybe on it. Well, it's exceptional. I mean, the Dabar Hadash takes it out of the klal, takes it out of the general rule of all other korbanot. Ah, but once the pasuk says again, Bayom, it brings it back to the general rule. So therefore, once you bring it back to the general rule, then the only exception is what it said. And therefore, it's exactly as Ad Shiyachazirenu Akatuv Lichlalo Beferush, which means once the Torah brings it back to the general rule by saying Bayom, meaning only in the day, not at night. This is not different than anything else. Oh, so it's like everything else. So therefore, it's like everything else, only in the day. You have to be a Kohen. You can't be an Onen. Oh, the only exception is going to be what? Is a poor person. Because that was written explicitly. So that's a very, very important rule to remember how to Doresh. Again, just to say it quickly one more time, because this is a klal that you have to know. The klal is like this: Kol davar shiyatza min haklal lidon bedavar hadash. Anything that was in part of the general rule, like these korbanot over here. Korbanot follow a general rule. The whole Torah has general rules. However, yatza min haklal bedavar hadash. By the cases of these types of korbanot, it went out of the general rule with a novelty. What was that novelty? The novelty was that a poor person can bring a cheaper korban. Well, that's a novelty. That doesn't usually happen by other korbanot. So now, once already you're telling me davar hadash, I can start telling you many devarim hadashim. Unless the Torah brings it back to the general rule. How does the Torah bring it back to the general rule? In the case of the korbanot here, it says again, bayom. What does the second bayom teach me? Only in the day. Meaning it's like everything else. So if it's like everything else, so therefore the only exception was dalut. The only exception was aniyim. But everything else is going to be the same. So therefore, in conclusion, the Gemara says, we learn ubayom hashemini to teach me. That what? That milah is dohe Shabbat. But from the bayom of the korbanot, that teaches me bayom, Velo balayla, and I need two pesukim to do it. Comes the Gemara and says, Ravaha bar Yaakov Amar. Ravaha bar Yaakov has yet another source. How do you know? Mila is the Shabbat. Amar kera, the pesuk says, Shemini. He learns from the word Shemini. It says Ubayom as Shemini Yimol. So he says the eighth day, meaning whenever the eighth day is. Shemini Afilu B'Shabbat. I mean, the Torah tells you eighth day, it doesn't make a difference what the eighth day is. Eight is eight. If the eighth day falls out on Shabbat, so be it. So the first rabbi learned from the word Bayom. This rabbi is learning it from the word Shemini. So the Gemara says, Hai Shemini Mevaele Lemeute Shevi'i. What do you mean? You can't learn from Shemini, because already the word Shemini is used already. You know what I learned from the fact that Torah says the eighth day? That you can't do it on the seventh day. That's used already. Wait, how do I know you can't do a Milan on the seventh day? Because it says Shemini. So the Gemara says, no. Shevi'i Meben Shemonat Yamim Nafka. No, I know already you can't do it on the seventh day from another pasuk, because it says Midben Shemonat Yamin. So therefore, seventh day is known already. So what must be the Shemini coming to teach you? Shemini even Shabbat. Gemara says no. I need both of them. Had lemeute shevi'i, vehad lemeute tishi'i. I need one pasuk to tell me that I can't do the minah not on the seventh day and not on the ninth day. Why? The imehad, because if I only had one pasuk, let's say it only said Shemini once. Hava mina shvi'ihu delo matazimna. I would say, yeah, you can't do it on the seventh day because the time of the milah did not come yet. Aval mishimini va'ilach, but I would argue from the eighth day on, zemanehu. So therefore, I need two pesukim to tell me ubayom hashemini and miben shemonat yamim. What do those two sheminis tell me? One tells me you can't do it on the seventh, and one tells me you can't do it on the ninth. Meaning not that you can't do it on the ninth, meaning that you must do it on the eighth. Which means, don't think that once the eighth day comes, you can do whatever you want. You can do it on the eighth, the ninth. No. But of course, you have to do the milah on the eighth day. But if it didn't have that pasuk, I might have thought, yeah, maybe you can't do it on the seventh because the time didn't come yet. Maybe the milah starts on the eighth. But once maybe the milah time comes, do whatever you want. That's why the pasuk says shemini twice to teach me, not on the seventh and not on the ninth. Oh, so we're stuck. Babaha, how could you tell me that the source from milah doresh Shabbat is from shemini? It's used already. So the Gemara says, Ela mehavarta ked Rabbi Yohanan. So you have to go back to Rabbi Yohanan's answer. And what's Rabbi Yohanan's answer? Ubayom hashemini yemol, from the word ubayom. So that's the conclusion of this Gemara. Tanya kevated Rabbi Yohanan udlo kerabaha bar Yaakov. We are now going to bring a braita. The braita is going to be a support for Rabbi Yohanan against Rav Acha. Again, what was Rabbi Yohanan's shita? Ubayom hashemini. Let's see what the braita says. Braita says, Tanya kevated Rabbi Yohanan lo kedav Acha bar Yaakov. Shemini yimol. We have a pasuk that says, Shemini yimol. Right, by Yom Hashemini Yimol, on the eighth day, you do the Brit Milah. Afilu b'Shabbat. So at this point, the Braita says, when it says the word Shemini, it means even on Shabbat. Uma ani mekayem mehalele amot yumat. Oh, what do I do with the pasuk that says that somebody transgresses the Shabbat mot yumat? No, b'shar menachot chutz memilah. I say yeah, mehalele amot yumat is referring to all other menachot besides milah, but milah you're allowed to do on Shabbat. That's the first way of learning. Again, the Braita is giving you one option. Option one is, Bayom HaShemini teaches me what? Bayom HaShemini will teach me that what? You could override Shabbat, do a Brit Milah. What do you mean? It says, Mehalelea Mot Yumat. No, I learned Mehalelea Mot Yumat means on other things besides Brit Milah. Or Eno, or maybe I could tell you the opposite way. Or Eno Ela Afidu Milah. Or maybe I could tell you when it says Mehalelea Mot Yumat, it means even if you do a Brit Milah, Uma Ani Mekayem Shemini Yimol. And what am I going to do with the pasuk when it says Shemini Yimol? I would say Chutz MeShabbat. Maybe it means except Shabbat. So the Gemara says Tamud Lomar Bayom. So what's the source at the end of the day? The fact that it says Bayom HaShemini Afilu B'Shabbat. So this Braita is a little strange. Because the Braita starts off telling me one way of learning and then switches it to a different way, which is exactly the opposite. So Gemara started off and said, I have two Pesukim. I have Bayom HaShemini Yemot Besar Olato and I have Mehaleleha Mot Yumat. One says to do a Brit Milah, and one says if you mechalel Shabbat, you get mitah. So the Gemara here in the Braita gave us two options to reconcile these two pesukim. The first way was, Bayom HaShemini means, even on Shabbat do Milah. Mechalel Mot Yumat, on other things, not on Brit Milah. Or I can tell you no. Maybe when it says mechalel Mot Yumat, it means even if you do the Milah, you're going to get mitah. But what does it mean Bayom HaShemini? Yeah, it means Bayom HaShemini, except when it falls out on Shabbat, you can't do it. So there was two reverse ways of learning. So the Gemara is going to ask now, what did he think in the beginning, and what did he think in the end? Which is, what caused him to reverse his thinking? So the Gemara says, Amar Ava, three lines on the bottom. Hai Tana, Mi'ikara, Mai Kani Hale. what was pleasant to the Tana in the beginning, that he accepted by Yom HaShemini, meaning you can even mehalel Shabbat for Brit Milah, that Brit Milah overrides, ulbesof maika kashele. And at the end of the Braita, what was his question that he reversed and said that no, maybe you cannot mehalel Shabbat for a Brit Milah, which means he made a U-turn, he made an about face to Tana. So the Rabbi wants to know what was going through the Tana's mind that he started off Milah Duhe Shabbat. Then he went the other way and said, no, maybe not. Maybe Milah is not Duhe Shabbat. What was the thought process of the Tana? So the Gemara says like this, Hachi Ka'amar. This is what was going through the Tana's mind. Shemini Yimol Afilu B'Shabbat. Originally he said, you know what? Shemini Yimol, you do the Milah, and it overrides even Shabbat. What am I going to do with the pasuk that says Hilul Shabbat? I'll say Bishar Melachot Chutz Mimila. Yeah, I would say, yeah, of course, if a person is Mechalel Shabbat in all Melachot besides Mila, he'll get Mita. But Mila itself overrides. What was the logic? He says now, Aval Mila Dahya. But Mila, I'll tell you, does override. Why? My Tama, what's the reason? Kal vachomeru. I'll make a kal vachomer. What's the kal vachomer? Umat sara'at shidohe et ha'avodah. Let's review the laws of sara'at. Person has a leprosy on his flesh. The Torah warns us it is forbidden to cut off a leprosy. You have to wait till it takes its course, but you're not allowed to cut the leprosy off. Okay? Now, even in a case where somebody needs to bring Korban Pesach, and if he has this leprosy on him, he's not going to be able to bring the Korban Pesach. Still, he's not allowed to cut the tzara'at, even if he's going to miss Korban Pesach. Or another case, let's say this guy is the only Kohen left. He's the only one left to bring the Korban. But he has a tzara'at on his hand. Of course, the Kohen cannot bring a Korban with tzara'at. Still, the Torah tells us, tzara'at is very strict. We do not allow to cut the tzara'at, even if there's no other Kohanim to serve. In the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohen still cannot cut his sara'at. So what do we see? We start the Kal Vachomer. Sara'at dohe et avodah. Avodah means the service of the korbanot. So we see sara'at overrides korbanot. Meaning, the law of sara'at, that you can't cut a sara'at, it overrides the laws of korban. We continue. Vavodah Dohe et Shabbat. And we know that the service of the Korbanot overrides Shabbat. Because we know on Shabbat they worked in the Beit HaMikdash. They brought Korbanot. So again, Sarat overrides Avodah, and Avodah overrides Shabbat. Now, Mila Dohe Otah. But still, we know Mila overrides Sara'at. What's that case? If let's say the child has, or the person that's getting the Brit Milah, has a Sara'at right on the Brit Milah. So now you have a catch 22. You have to cut the Brit Milah. But by cutting the Brit Milah, you're going to cut the Sara'at. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to forgo the Brit Milah? Or do you cut the Brit Milah even though you're going to cut the Sara'at? So the Gemara says, Milah Dohe Otah. Milah overrides even Sara'at. So let's review the first part of this Kal Vachomer. Sara'at overrides Avodah. And Avodah overrides Shabbat. But Milah overrides it. Meaning Milah overrides Sara'at. Shabbat. Shinidhit min avodah. Shabbat that overrides avodah. With no Shabbat that is overridden by Avodah, meaning Avodah that overrides Shabbat. Enodin shetehemila doheota. Although more so, mila should push it; it should override it. So therefore, we have this kal vachomer. And since you have this kal vachomer, the Tana originally said, and it makes a lot of sense to say that mila will be Dohesh Shabbat. So this was his first thought. His first thought, based on this kal vachomer that he had in his mind, he said, I'm going to go with the line of reasoning that what? Mila is Dohesh Shabbat. And what was the logic? Let's repeat the kal vachomer again. Kal vachomer is a few steps. Number one, Tzara'at overrides Avodah. Right? And Avodah overrides Shabbat. And Mila overrides Sara'at, which means if it's on the spot, you're allowed to cut the Mila. So, Shabbat, that is overridden by Avodah, meaning Avodah that overrides Shabbat, all the more so Mila should override it. That's the Kal vachomer. So the Gemara says, Umay o eno deka amar. Oh, so then why did he change his mind? Which is at the second part of the Braita, what happened? The Tana came along and said, maybe not. He said, maybe. I'll tell you, I'll argue and say what. Maybe Mila is not Duhay Shabbat. What happened? You just had a good line of reasoning, a Kal vachomer. Then in the middle of the Braita, they tell me, maybe not. What changed in his mind at that point? So the Gemara says, Umay o eno de ka'amar. Hadar amar, because then he thought like this. Umimai de tzara'at hamura. This whole kal vachomer works on the premise that tzara'at is more strict. Tzara'at is hamur. Meaning, because we start off the kal vachomer, tzara'at pushes away avodah, so we show you how strict tzara'at is, and still mila pushes it away. So the premise of the kal vachomer to work is that tzara'at is hamur. So the Tana then thought to himself, who says that? Dilma Shabbat Hamura. Maybe Shabbat is the strict one here. Maybe that's the severe one here. Sheken yesh ba'onshin v'azarot arbeh. Because we know Shabbat has strict punishments, a lot of punishments, and a lot of warnings. So therefore, at this point, the Gemara said, maybe I'll tell you that really Shabbat is more hamur. Look at Rashi. Rashi, the Buddha Matfil, Dilma Shabbat Hamura. Let's read that Rashi inside. Dehai dit sara'at dohe avodah mimai dimishum dechumna dit sara'ati. Our assumption was, you know why? If a Kohen has sara'at, he cannot serve, because we thought Sara'at is even more serious than Avodah. No, that's not the reason. So what's the reason? Dilma hadelo amrinan de yakutz mishum de gabra lo haze. Which means, maybe I'll tell you that the reason why he can't serve with the Sara'at on it, because he's not ra'ui to serve. Meaning, even if he cut the Sara'at off, he still has to go to the mikveh. Which means, even without the tzara'at on him, he's still not ra'uy. So therefore, our whole premise originally was what? No, tzara'at must be more strict than avodah. Tzara'at is more hamur. Now the rabbi comes along and says, who says, maybe I'll tell you tzara'at is not more hamur. What do you mean? But don't we say that if the kohen has tzara'at, he can't serve? Yeah, but that's not because it's more hamur. Just because, what do you want to do? Even if he cuts off the tzara'at, it's not going to help him, because he still has to go to the mikveh. He's still not ra'ui. So maybe that's the reason why a mitzvah cannot do the avodah. It's not because tzara'at is more stringent. It's because even if he cut it off, it doesn't make him ra'ui, and it doesn't make him worthy. He still has to wait till the night, until he goes to the mikveh. So therefore, I can tell you what, really Shabbat is more stringent. And if Shabbat is more stringent, I'll tell you, maybe Milah is not Dohe Shabbat. Maybe Milah is not Dohe Shabbat. So that was the two sides of the Tanav, the Braita, why he started off originally thinking Milah is Dohe Shabbat, because his assumption was the Kaba Homer that we made. Then he said, no, maybe I changed my mind. Maybe I say that the reason why Tzara'at is Dohe Avodah, not because Tzara'at is greater, but because, bottom line, he's not throwing, even if he cuts off the Tzara'at, he's still not throwing till he goes, waits till Erev Shemesh and goes to the Mikveh. So the Gemara says, Umimai Mishum Dahamira Tzara'ati, Dilma Mishum Gavra Hu Delohazi. Exactly. Who told you it's because the Chumrah of Tzara'at? Maybe just because the guy is not fit. Ah, now we finished the Braita. So what does it mean when it says Shemini Yimol? I'll say Chutz B'Shabbat, meaning 8 days except for Shabbat. Tamud Lomar Bayom. That's why it comes and tells me, that's what it says, Bayom Afilu B'Shabbat, to teach me like Rabbi Yohanan, that even Bayom is even Shabbat. So that is the basic Braita that comes along to teach us the proof for Rabbi Yohanan. Gemara continues. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Braita. Mila Dohe et Tzara'at. Brit Mila overrides the law of Tzara'at. What's the law of Tzara'at? It says, Ishamer Benega Tzara'at. From there the rabbis learn in Isur that it is forbidden to cut the tzara'at. Hishamer, it's a lo ta'aseh. Don't cut the tzara'at. However, when it comes to brit milah, even if the tzara'at is in the place of the brit milah, you cut it. So it says, ben bizmana, ben shelo bizmana. Whether you're doing the brit milah in its right time, meaning on the eighth day, or even if you're doing the brit milah out of its time, after the eighth day, you still can cut the tzara'at. Yom Tov, ena doha, ela bizmana bilvad. However, a milah on Yom Tov only overrides Yom Tov in its time, meaning on the eighth day. However, a milah shelo bizmana does not override Yom Tov. Mina hane mile. So the Gemara now searches for a biblical source for this law. The Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braita. Yimol Besar Orlato. The Pasuk says, Yimol Besar. That why you should circumcise the flesh. They're learning that this word Besar is extra, because the Pasuk really could say, Yimol Orlato. You know, just cut the foreskin. Why does it have to say, Besar Orlato? To teach me, Ve'afalpi sheyesh sham baheret yakutz. That even if there's a baheret, that's a form of leprosy, still you cut it. Uma'ani mikayem ishamer benega hasarat. Oh, but what do I do with the pasuk that says and warns us, don't cut tzara'at off? Bish'ar mikomot chutz memila. Yeah, it's referring to all other parts of the body besides the brit mila. But I think it goes the other way. Or maybe I'll tell you afilu mila, or maybe I'll tell you that you're not allowed to cut the tzara'at even in a case of a mila. Uma ani mikayem yimol besar olato. And what do I? How will I learn the pasuk when it says besar olato? Bizman she'en ba baheret. I'll say maybe it's only talking about when there's no leprosy there. So the Gemara says tamud lomar besar. So the fact that the pasuk says the extra word basar to teach me va'afalpi sheyesh sham baheret, and even though there's a baheret there, it is permissible. So this braita is a little similar to the braita that we just finished, meaning the Tana starts off one way and then reverses. In this braita, he started off what? That mila is dohe tzara'at, and then he went the other way and said maybe not, maybe mila is not Dohe Tzara'at. Then he said, well, it is because based on the Pasuk, Basar. So the Gemara is going to ask a similar question. What was he thinking originally? And then what caused him to change his mind? Amar Rava.
Hay Tana, Meikara Mai Nihare, Ulbesof Mai Kashale. What was pleasant to him in the beginning that he was very easy to say, Miladu Chesarat, and then he came along and said, Oeno, or maybe not, maybe it's not. What was the thought process of the Tana? Why did he think at one point it is Duhay and at another point it isn't? Hakika Amar. Yimol besar olato. When it says that yimol besar olato, that you circumcise the flesh, va'afa pishesh ba'baheret. And even if there is a baheret over there, umani mikayem mishamer benegat sarat. And what do I do with the pasuk that says mishamer benegat sarat? Bishar mikomot hus memila. It's referring to places besides the brit mila. Aval mila, but the mila itself dochet asarat. My tama da'atya mikal vahomer. So I'll make a kavahomer. Uma Shabbat Hamura. We know Shabbat is very stringent. Like we know there's many laws and punishments. Mila docheota. And still Mila overrides the stringent Shabbat. Tzaraat. That's not as strict as Shabbat. Local chicken. Although also Mila should override it. Umay. Oeno de ka'amara. So why did he change his mind? Hadar ka'amara. And then he said, Mimai de Shabbat Hamira. Who told you that Shabbat is more stringent? Dilma Tzaraat Hamira. Because maybe I could tell you leprosy is more strict. Why? Shechen dochet avodah v'avodah dochet Shabbat. Because after all, leprosy overrides avodah, and avodah overrides Shabbat. And leprosy overrides the avodah, so that's very strict. Obviously, the Gemara is falling off that logic that we said originally at this point. So therefore, the Tana and this Braita had, you know, back and forth. Maybe I can make a Kavah Homer from Shabbat, or maybe not. So bottom line, how do you know that a Mila is Dohe Sara'at, Tamud Lomar Basar? Pasuk has the extra word Basar. It teaches me Vafalpi Shiyesh Sham Baheret, even if there's a Baheret, even if there's a Mitzvah Sarat. So that's the ultimate source. If somebody asks, how do you know Bila Dohet Sarat, if there's a Sarat on that spot, the extra word Besar, that's the ultimate proof. Mishnah Harina. There's another version. Mila dohe et atzaraat. We say, Mila overrides saraat. Maita amap, what's the logic? De'ate ase bedahe lo ta'ase. You know what the rabbi's original logic was? We have a rule. Mitzvat ase dohe mitzvat lo ta'ase. A positive commandment overrides a negative commandment. That's a klal. The Gemara learns it in Masechet Yevamot. Now here, the mitzvah of milah is a positive commandment. Yimol besar olato. Cutting a tzaraat off is a lotas. Hishamer benegat tzaraat. What's the rule? Ase doche lotase. So therefore, the original sevara of the bright that to say for sure it should override is because it's using the principle ase doche lotase. So why did he change his mind then? Umay o eno de kamar. So then why did he change his mind? Hadar kamar ima damnina date ase vedache lotase lotase gireda. Yeah, that's only when it's a lotase alone. Meaning we have an ase up against the lot ase, one against one, then the ase overrides. Hay ase ve lot asehu. However, by sarat, it's not only a lot ase, but there's also an ase. What's the ase? Rashi tells us that it says ve laasot kechol asher yoru. Written in Devarim Chavdalid, there's another mitzvah that says you have to follow all the laws that we said. That's a positive commandment. So therefore, Sarat has an aseh and a lot aseh. So even though we say aseh, dohe, lot aseh, but it's not dohe, lot aseh, ve'aseh. So therefore he changed his mind and said maybe it is not going to override.
Umari mekayem yemol besar olato. And then continue the logic. And what does it mean when it says yemol besar olato? Bezman she'en ba baheret. I'll say it's talking about a case where there's no tzarate. Tamud lomar besar. Again, the Braita concludes, it says the word basar, baheret. So therefore the Gemara just, again, of course, comes out with the same conclusion. The Gemara cannot argue on a Braita. The Gemara is just giving you the first thought and the second thought. Again, the first version said what? The first thought was, Shabbat is more stringent if I can make a kadahomer. And then the second thought was what? No, maybe Tzaraat is more stringent. The second way of learning is no, nothing to do with stringent or not stringent. It's working with the principle of aseh dore lo taseh. Originally we thought what? Aseh dore lo taseh, therefore mila will be dore tzaraat. And then we said, maybe not, because the tzaraat has an aseh as well. And therefore, en aseh dore lo taseh ve aseh. And therefore the Braita concludes, basar. Gemara says, Tinach gadol dichtiv behu basar. Now, if the source is from the word basar, let's analyze in the Torah the different places where the word basar is written. We actually find the word basar written by two types of brit milah. The milah of a gadol, that's somebody, let's say, is above 13, that is a gadol, and then you have the milah of a katan, that's a minor, meaning on the eighth day it says b'yom shemini yimol besar olato. So you have a gadol, it says basar, and by a katan it says basar. But then you have a benoni. What is a benoni? That is after 8 days old but before 13. Regarding that Brit Milah, it does not say the word basar. So can we conclude and say that only if there's a mitzorah, only if there's a tzara'at by a gadol or a katan, but by a benoni, maybe we won't override tzara'at because it doesn't say the word basar there. So that's what the Gemara's point is. The Gemara says, Tinach gadol dichtiv behu basar. Katan name ketiv be basar. Benoni minalan. How do you know the in-between? That's somebody after 8, before 13. So Amar Abaye atya mibinaya. Which means we can learn the Benoni from a combination of both the others, from the Gadol and the Katan. How? Megadol lo atya. Well, you can't learn it straight from the Gadol. Sheken anosh karet. Because we know after a person's 13 years old and he doesn't do the brit milah himself, he's punishable by karet. So the Gadol, maybe the reason why you can cut the tzaraat by a Gadol is because karet. Mekatan lo atya. And you can't learn it from a katan. Sheken milah bizmana. Well, katan has a stringency because you're doing the milah on the proper day. So therefore you can't learn the benoni from either one individually. You can't learn it from the gadol because it has a stringency, nor can you learn it from the katan because it has a stringency. But you know what? You can learn it from both of them combined. Hatzada shaveh shaveh. What is the common denominator between the gadol and the katan? Sheken nimulin. They're both obligated in milah. V'dohin et hatzaraat. And they override tzaraat. Af kol shenimolin dochein et hatzaraat. So to anybody that's obligated in milah, meaning even a benoni, his milah will override tzaraat. Now let me explain you the mechanics, how these things work. You have a milah v'gadol, you have a milah v'katan. Both of those clearly we're learning override tzaraat. Now I can tell you, you know why the milah v'gadol overrides tzaraat? Because milah v'gadol, he's in the karet age already. And I can tell you, you know why the milah v'katan overrides the tzaraat? Well, because it's on the right day. When you do the milah the eighth day, so there's a priority to that. So therefore, each one of these items has a stringency that the other one doesn't have.
Meaning the Katan doesn't have the stringency of Karet, and the Gadol doesn't have the stringency of 8 days. So therefore, when I have a case like that, where I have two cases with different stringencies, then the style of the Gemara is to disregard the stringencies. Because obviously the stringencies are not what's bringing the Hanakha. Because this doesn't have that stringency, and this doesn't have that stringency, but they both have the same common denominator. So what I do in that case is I say, what do they have in similar? What do they have in common? And I say, you know what? Well, the Gadol and the Katan, what do they have in common? You both have to do Brit Milah on them. And both, Sara'at, is overridden. Meaning Milah overrides the Sara'at in both these cases. Ah, once I learned the common denominator, now I can include anything else that has a similar common denominator. For example, a Benoni. A Benoni, do you have to give a Benoni a Brit Milah? Yes. And therefore I can say, well, so too, the Milah of the Benoni will also override Sara'at. So it's called a Sada Shaveh. Sada Shaveh literally means, what do they have in common? So I'm learning from both. Katan and Gadol will bring me the result to a Benoni. That's the way the Gemara works. The Gemara goes a little further. Rava Amar. Rava says, Mila bizmana dohe lo tziricha kra. Rava comes along and says, Mila bizmana, a mila, in its proper time, meaning on the eighth day, the fact that the mila will override tzara'at, lo tziricha kra, you don't need a pasuk. Which means when it says besar, ubayom eshemini yemol besar, I don't need that for a katan, for a milah in the proper time. Oh, if I don't need it for the proper time, beautiful. I have one besar left over. What do I use that word basar for? The benoni. So Rava also learns the benonis overrides the sara. He just learns it from the pasuk. Ah, why don't you need a pasuk to teach me that a milah in its proper time overrides sara'at? That's a good question. So the Gemara says, Mikal v'chomer atya. I can learn it from Mikal v'chomer. Uma Shabbat dehamira dohe. And what Shabbat that we know is very strict, right? And we know that what milah overrides the strict Shabbat. Sara'at lo kol shekin. Although more so, milah will override sara'at that is not as strict as Shabbat. So that's Rava's understanding, how we'll know that a regular milah, it'll override sara'at. So you have an extra word, besar. Put that for the benoni. Amar le Rav Safra le Rava. Now Rav Safra challenges Rava, because Rava's assumption is what?
Shabbat
is more strict than sara'at. He says, Mimai de Shabbat Hamira. Who told you that Shabbat is more strict? And then you made your kavachomer. Dilma sara'at Hamira. Maybe I'll tell you the law of sara'at is more strict. Why? Sheken dohe et avodah. After all, if a person's a mitzorah, mitzorah overrides even the avodah, and we know avodah overrides Shabbat, that means sara'at must be greater than Shabbat. So therefore, Rav Safra challenges Rabbi, you're coming along so simple and you say, Shabbat is more hamur? Who says Shabbat is more hamur? On the contrary, I can tell you that Mitzorah is more hamur. Once you have Mitzorah more hamur, so then you have your whole kavachomer is out. So the Gemara says, who says? Hatam lav mishum dehamira tzara'at. The reason why tzara'at is dochei avodah, like we said earlier, is not because it's more strict. Ela mishum degavra hu delochazi. Because the guy is not ra'uy. So Gemara says, Amai, what do you mean he's not ra'uy? V'yakutz beharto v'yavod. What do you mean? Just let him cut his leprosy off and he'll be ra'uy. So you see, it's the leprosy. Says, no, it's not the leprosy. Mechusar tevilahu. Which is, even if he cuts his leprosy off, he's still lacking Tevila. So then what Rava is saying like this, who told you, you bring me a proof, Rav Sapra, you actually bring me a question. You're trying to question me and say, I'll prove to you Tzara'at is more hamur. Why? It's Dohei Avodah. Who told you that just because it's Dohei Avodah means it's more strict? I'll tell you, you know why it overrides Avodah? Nothing to do with the Tzara'at. Because even if you cut the Tzara'at off, you still can't do Avodah. Because the guy still needs to go to the mikveh, he has to wait overnight. So it's not the Tzara'at that's more strict. So therefore, Rava could be right. Shabbat indeed really is more strict. So that of Savra comes with the final blow. And he says, Tinach negaim timeim. Okay, you got me regarding a nega that is tameh. However, negaim tehorim may ika lememar. Which means like this. There's another type of nega that we didn't discuss. There's a type of nega tzara'at that's tahor, but you're still not allowed to cut it. But it's tahor. But if you cut it, you'd be tahor immediately. So he says, hey, you answered me by a nega tameh. But when the Gemara says tzara'at is dohei avodah, it's referring to all forms of tzara'at. Even the form of tzara'at where it's a nega, tahor. So what's the only thing that's stopping the guy? You can't tell me it's the guy that's not ra'ui. The guy really is ra'ui. What's the only thing that's stopping him? The tzara'at. Proof is just cut the tzara'at off and it could work. So therefore Rav Safra says in that case you can't prove to me that tzara'at is not mohamud. Adrabah, from there you see really tzara'at is mohamud. So now we go back. If you say tzara'at is mohamud, so therefore your whole kal vachomer that you want to say Shabbat is mohamud is out. And therefore it doesn't hold. He wanted to learn that what? I don't need a pasuk for a milah doheh tzara'at by a katan on the eighth day. Right? Kabah omer. If it's doheh Shabbat, olam also milah. So who says? Who says that Shabbat is more chamur than tzara'at? So therefore Rav Safra knocks out Rava's logic. So what does Rav Safra himself say? Rav Safra himself says like this. Or that's his rejection. Ela amar of Asher, which means like this. And we conclude. Hechamrinan da'ate aseh v'dache lo ta'aseh. We have a rule. Aseh doche lo ta'aseh. As we learned earlier. When does that rule hold? Always? Anytime you have an aseh up against the lo ta'aseh? No. When do you say "aseh doche lo ta'aseh"? Kegon mila b'sara'at. Specifically in a case, for example, the mila and the sara'at. Why? Inames sisit v'kilayim, or having a pair of sisit that's made of she'atnez, of a wool and linen mixture. It's also an aseh and a lo ta'aseh. You have an aseh that says where sisit. Have a lot of aseh that says what? Lot el bash shatnez. Those type of aseh and lot aseh work. They override. How? The be'idna de mitakar lav kamokim aseh. Because there, at the time that you're fulfilling the aseh, or at the time that you're going against the lot aseh, you're fulfilling the aseh. It's one simultaneous act. At the case of Brit Milah, when are you doing the Lot Ta'aseh? At the time of the cutting. When are you doing the Mitzvah Ta'aseh? At the time of the cutting. Then you say Aseh Dohei Lot Ta'aseh. Which means, when the Lot Ta'aseh is being done simultaneously with the Aseh, such a type of Aseh Dohei Lot Ta'aseh works. The same thing with Sisit. When do you fulfill the Mitzvah of Sisit? When you wear it. So at the time, when do you wear shatnez? When you wear it. So since at the time of the transgression, you're fulfilling the aseh, those type of aseh, dohei lo ta'aseh, work. If it's a simultaneous item. However, hacha, bi'idna demit'akar le'lav, but here, when you go against the lav, lo kamokim aseh. You are not fulfilling the aseh. Where is that? So that she comes and tells us like this. Let's say in the case of the Beit HaMikdash. In the Beit HaMikdash, why do I say that the Kohen cannot cut off his Sarat? Because at the time that he cuts his Sarat, he's not doing the Avodah. The Avodah doesn't come until after. So therefore, really the rule is Aseh Duhay Lo Taseh. But what? Only when it's a simultaneous act. However, if the acts are not simultaneous, meaning by the case of the fellow in the Beit HaMikdash, why can't he cut? Why don't you say Aseh Duhay Lo Taseh? Why don't you say that the Aseh of Avodah should override the Lo Taseh of cutting Sarat? Because it doesn't work that way. Because even after you cut the Sarat, you did not fulfill the mitzvah of Avodah. That doesn't come until after. Now, what did Rav Ashi want with all this? Let's read Rashi. Where's Rashi the daf? Ela amar Rav Ashi. Hadamirinan Shabbat hamira mitzarat. That which you said, Shabbat is more stringent than Sarat. Afagab didachayat Sarat la'avodah. Even though we learned that Sarat overrides Avodah, lav humra didahu, which means Rav Ashi is saying, you're right, it's not a humra. Meaning, the reason why Sarat is dohe Avodah is not because Sarat is strict. But you know why? Because we're working with the regular rules. Aseh dohe lo taseh. And this doesn't follow the rule of Aseh dohe lo taseh because it's not simultaneous, which means Rav Ashi is agreeing that really Sarat is not strict. But not from the reason that we said till now. Till now we said the reason Sarat is not strict is because why? It's because cut it off, he's still not Tahoy. So it's got nothing to do with the Sarat. We had a question here, what about a Tahor one? If you cut it off, he is or still he cannot override. So you know what? It's not Hamul just because it doesn't work with the principle of Aseh Duhay Lo Taseh. Normally we say it would override if it happened simultaneously. Two examples. Milah with Sarat, Sisit and Shanez. Mashenk in this case, over, and therefore what? Go back to Rava's logic. Shabbat is really more Hamur, and therefore I can make a kavahomen and say, if Shabbat is Duhay Milah, all the more so, Tzarat will be the Hemila. We have an extra word, Basar, that'll teach us the Benoni.
Amen, amen.